Lingering hug.
And that was not hard for me to do.
Of course not.
Actually, it was very hard for me to do.
How would you like that steak, Aline? Bone in? And everything with you guys. I thought it was hip to your code. Bone appetite. Yeah. I guess we'll have to bone up on things tonight, Ellie.
Have a good trip down to the hotel. Bone voyage. I think someone's got to do a little boning up on our show.
Well, sometimes it'd be like, hey, want to listen to some Bon Jovi?
She was like Mrs. Santa Claus with great abs.
Wow. That's intoxicating.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a
break. She really was.
We've got a break.
Watch for it.
And glutes.
Yeah.
And one thing, I can't say this, I only heard it from someone who might or might not be in this room.
Right.
Shaved.
Jesus. Everywhere.
But was the shaving necessary?
I think it's God's shaver now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think it's God's Lady Remington now.
For years of use. A great ad.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you boys know that Independence Air is the official airline of the Don and Mike show?
We did.
Don't need to be a psychic to know that.
It now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. We're giving away another trip to Las Vegas today, every day in the month of May.
God, what a mouth.
The mouth of the South. The round mound of sound.
Man. Boy, she's a magician.
One last question for you.
Yeah?
That only you.
I'll answer it for you now. Statute of limitations has run out.
Her teeth.
Yeah.
In or out?
Either way.
Yeah.
Depends how angry we were that day.
Right.
You know, but mostly out.
Okay,
out for, you know, and then back in.
And back in.
At the same time.
Right.
It was great. Sometimes just the uppers.
Really?
Just, yeah. That's just good. For the smile.
Because you're kinky.
It was great.
Just for the smile. Picture her just smiling. Just the upper teeth. And on the bottom is like.
It was fun, though, because, I mean, we play those kind of games. Sometimes it would be teeth. Teeth out, and then teeth back in, then she'd pop her eye out.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, continuing our theme with Matt the Engineer crying.
Yes.
We think this is another great crying tape. It's Jerry.
Very good.
Jerry crying during the telethon.
All right.
Dedicated to Matt. The engineer.
I said to Debbie before that I find it odd that my tears are rolling from a good afternoon. Hi, Jer, and they come out. And I realize that I am so deeply touched by all of your love and all of the good stuff you've done for
me. Yes, Jerry.
If I get through this, I'm buying everybody a car.
That's funny, Jerry.
And as Louis told me, slowly.
What?
That's Jerry.
This is conductor.
This is from Matt the engineer.
Wait a second. There was just one guy I forgot that's on the stage. I think I should recognize him or he'll never come to
you. Remember this tape. He forgets Ed.
He forgot Ed.
The king and the leader of my support, Ed McMahon. I left you for last. Look at that. Look at what he gets. You deserve it.
Look at that.
Look what he gets.
Reminds me of that great bit you did when you, I think, hit the ding every time Jerry said me or mine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, Matt the engineer. Okay, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moonbeams.
Did you hear me screaming that? Bob.
Well, I did it.
Couch Cassette. Stand by as we give away the trip to Las Vegas today, a day of the month of May to Las Vegas.
Why is radio so stupid? Oh, I could list a million reasons.
Can you do me a real quick favor, Rob?
Yeah.
Just grab me three or four of those things outside where celebrities are saying that they don't listen to the show. This is, to me, amazing. Radio is such a dumb industry with dumb people.
It is. Very few original ideas.
Everybody also ready to follow the leader on whether it's Jack FM or the best music mix.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dumbest article. Worthless on every level.
Perfect.
Now,
surprise.
Let's say you're running a radio station, and you got a movie star, a rocker, whoever it is, and you wanted them to cut a liner for your station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need a primer on how to do that?
No.
For instance, here's what they say on our show.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
There's a big one.
It's hot as today.
Okay. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and yeah. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Love that one. Of course, Bruce.
We're working our way back up.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Okay, we were there.
Holy smoke. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Anyway, you get the idea. Uh-huh. That we have these people that have been on the show. They say they don't listen.
Right.
And I'm sure you've heard this on whatever city you're listening to. I said, hey, this is Michael Anthony from Van Halen. You're listening to Maine's Best Rock 107.
Sure, like that.
Okay, this is from Radio and Records. And this is from a format. In this magazine, they divide it up into different formats,
right,
like rock, mm-hmm, top 40, talk. This is for album rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, station IDs. This is a column now, mm-hmm, from a guy named John Schoenberger. He's the editor of this column, of this particular rock part of the magazine.
Right.
I often get requests from managers of radio stations for station IDs. I recently compiled a list of station ID templates for the entire panel. We started this in last week's issue, and I'm completing the list this week. As I mentioned last time, most program directors are quick to point out that these are just suggestions.
Yes.
So, that's the setup.
All right.
You're running a radio station. You want, I guess you're so stupid, you don't know just to have the guy say,
mm-hmm,
hi, this is Sting, you're listening to More Music 93.7.
But right. You don't have a clue.
So, this guy takes, and take a look at this page, Mike. This is a big page,
a lot of columns. Yeah, a lot of lists of a lot of stuff.
Let me show you how clever stations are and why clever radio people need these types of tips.
All right.
For instance, on WBOS in Boston,
mm-hmm, big radio station,
they say, hi, this is Name, and you're listening to 92.9 WBOS, powered by music. How about in Columbus, Ohio? Hi, this is Name, and you're tuned into listener-supported 93.1 WCBF. How about Minneapolis? This is Name, and you're listening to Drive 105.
Uh-huh.
Do you get where I'm going with this?
How
stupid this is?
I picture program directors all over the country busily jotting down these ideas so not to lose the idea in their head.
Yeah. How about Knoxville? Hi, this is Name. Thanks for listening to my music on Knoxville's home for world-class rock, 100.3. How about Louisville? Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Today's Rock, 94.9, Radio Louisville.
They list these. Why are they making it so...
They're all the same.
This is a primer. You have the station slogan, and you get the celebrity to repeat it.
This is why we're going to call the guy here that wrote the article.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're going to call him and tell him we're confused.
Okay.
Let me just read you a couple of more. So you, like Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hello, this is Name, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's 107.1, Real Rock and Variety. Hilton Head, South Carolina. Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Hilton Head's coolest radio station, Wave 104. Chicago. Hi, I'm Name, and you're listening to 93 WXRT.
Okay.
Now,
you don't need a list.
That doesn't even have a slogan on it.
No. And in this column, and it's the second part of the column I didn't have last week.
The advanced part.
He writes slugs from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 48 radio stations.
And they're all the same.
They're all exactly the same.
Especially ones that just give the call letters. Hi, and you're listening to.
And maybe a slogan.
About Mobile. Maybe. Hi, this is Name. You're listening to Mobile's home for true rock. 91.1.
I think that's the second time I'd heard true.
The zoo. Yeah.
I think you need to call the guy and say, I'm concerned. He didn't list my call letters. What should I do?
How about Indianapolis? Hi, this is Name. You're listening to 92.3 WTTS. Quality rock.
There we
go. What freaking lemmings they are. All right, we're going to call this guy.
But it certainly demonstrates the originality of radio.
And this is what just gave me the red ass when I'm reading this weekend. First of all, I'm looking at going, it's a waste of paper to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But second, what radio guy is so dumb that he's going to sit down and go, you know what? I had it all wrong when I said you're listening to the best music on 92.0. Would you stop?
Hello.
Mine said, hi, this is David Lee Roth. Have a nice day.
Is that good?
Man, it would be so much better if I mentioned the station. Why didn't I think of that?
Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to 92.9 Dave FM. Rock without rules.
Before I got this list, my station ID said, hi, this is Sting. How's it going?
We like 9 and 11, but we don't like the rest of them.
Okay, we're going to call.
Do we have a slogan if he asks us what our slogan is?
Hi, this is Elton John. What's up?
Hold on a second.
And also make sure that the celebrity says who they are.
Yes, right. Hi.
Is this Radio and Records? John Schoenberger, please. Thank you. Rob, get over here, and would you please pick this up?
Hi.
See if the guy what's come on the air?
This is Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom, here on the Don and Mike Show.
How's it?
Let's see. the ones that we like the best. Hold on.
How are you? Good. Do you have a moment to come on the air with Don and Mike? They have a question about your most recent column. You are listening to AAA Station IDs, Part 2. So can you come on the air? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices, you'll be on the radio.
Great. This is great.
This is how we get to the underbelly of
so now we're gonna we got the expert on now. You got his permission?
Yeah, he's ready.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
John, hi, it's Don and Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How about you today?
We're doing fantastic.
We are peachy, John.
Now, we read Radio and Records, and we try to share it with our audience to let them know what radio is all about. Fascinating column you have this week. We were talking about slogans. How many radio guys do you think are going to read your column this week?